The year 1956. Missionary Jim Elliott, his pilot Nate Saint, and three others fly into a remote area to begin an outreach to a violent South American tribe called the Aucas.
They had a peaceful contact for 4 or 5 days.
Gene Jordan, Director of Communications for Mission Aviation Fellowship.
And on Sunday afternoon, Nate radioed his wife. He said, the people are coming, the Indians are coming, and we expect to see them this afternoon. I'll call you at 4:30. Well, at 4:30, the radio was silent. The Indians had come and had massacred those five guys with long hardwood spears.
A tragedy? Yes. But God used it to touch countless lives and prompt thousands to dedicate themselves to mission work. Still, one of the most amazing postscripts to the story is the way it affected Jim's widow. We'll focus on one aspect of that powerful story on today's edition of Grace Walk. Author and speaker Dr. Steve McVeigh.
Some years ago, I read Elizabeth Elliot's account of the brutal slaying of her missionary husband by a tribe of Alka Indians. Elizabeth Elliot forgave those people, but she went beyond mercy in her response to this horror. She moved back into that Indian village where she ministered to those who took her husband's life. In fact, I actually saw a photograph of her giving a haircut to the man who killed her husband. You know, that's what God did for us. He gave us forgiveness, which is His mercy. But He has given us the very life of Christ. That's His grace.
If more of that kind of compassion could help you move forward in your faith, call Grace Walk at 1-800-472-2311 and ask for a copy of Steve McVeigh's free fact sheet, Giving the Gift of Grace. That's 1-800-472-2311, or get details on our website at gracewalk.org. Grace Walk is a presentation of Grace Walk Ministries.